Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive. This five-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience-building action, with a focus on communities leading the way right here in coastal Maine.
I'm your host, Wilson Hames. This week, we continue the conversation with Sarah White, a resident of Tremont who spent her career as a park ranger and science educator. Sarah has dedicated her retirement to strengthening her community through involvement in local climate solutions. Sarah began our conversation by sharing a recent opportunity that has increased her understanding on the technical aspects of resilience planning and preparedness.
So the FEMA Community Resilience and Coastal Hazards was fantastic. The trainers came from across the country, and it really solidified that we are on the right path.
In May, the Hancock County Emergency Management Agency and A Climate to Thrive coordinated two preparedness workshops held by FEMA, which took place in Northeast Harbor.
The beautiful thing was it was a networking opportunity. I learned so much from the Castine town manager, another town larger than ours down the coast, the Department of Transportation, what they're dealing with in bridges and roads and culverts and flooding. I sat with a lobsterman next to me my last day there, and his take on climate resilience concerns. I learned so much from all these different people. We're all in this together, and we're absolutely facing the same issues and how we can listen to each other, help each other in that way. We can contact each other. We know faces and we've had conversations. And that's what it's all about, is building relationships. So that was an awesome opportunity.
Working with emergency response personnel has proven to be a useful approach to engage a larger subsection of the community. The Tremont Sustainability Committee has teamed up with emergency services providers, local businesses, and nonprofits to host an event centered on community preparedness and resilience, which they are calling First Responders Day.
The First Responders Day incorporates the fire department as well as the emergency response team, the ambulance group that we share with our town next to us, Southwest Harbor. It doesn't matter whether we're more environmentally concerned or whether we're more worried about our friends and neighbors who are elderly and can't get out of their homes if there's flooding. All of those are rolled into one large community resilience concern. And so we are looking at it from different points of view, but all for the same goal. That is helping each other.
Sarah has found that collaboration yields inclusivity. She also recognizes that no matter how many people she can reach, the work must extend beyond personal influence.
There is only X amount of time and energy that I have. So I have learned the ripple effect. The ripple touches another someone, and that someone then touches the next someone, and then that someone touches the third someone. Again, it's through relationship building and being genuine, and also taking care of myself and not doing too much so that I'm wiped out all the time, and then I'm no good for really reaching even the next person. It's just really important to keep that balance, but I'm learning to reach out when the moment comes. Maybe I'm on a bus or a train and I'm just talking to someone, and, you know, talk to someone. Don't just keep to yourself. It's those little connections that, boy, they end up going farther.
I asked Sarah what her vision is for the future of Tremont. Her response illuminated how our futures are all interdependent, relying on commitment from ourselves and our neighbors to build an ethic of mutual care and responsibility to each other and the natural world. Sarah sees these priorities extending beyond just her town.
Sometimes hard times are what clarify our priorities. Like right now, times are challenging. It helps to establish priorities and not get sidetracked by less important things. Top priorities are not being afraid to look larger and being willing to take whatever tiny step to benefit islands off the coast of Mount Desert Island and the coastline from here to Eastport and maybe from here to Portland. We all really want the same thing. We want a better future for our children. We want to take care of ourselves in our communities.
As Sarah put it, momentum builds when we form strong relationships and utilize the power of the ripple effect to spread the impact of our work. To learn more about how you can support existing climate initiatives, visit aclimatetothrive.org or reach out to us at admin@aclimatetothrive.org with any questions on how you can support local climate action.
This has been Climate and Community with A Climate to Thrive, Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. Thanks for listening.